to know where to find it. Climbing the curvy staircase, every step crunching his knee, the pain riding up to his hip, he began counting out the 13 stairs like he always did, trying to take his mind off the burning in his leg. When he called out 9, he saw it. Oh, Jesus. Heart thumping, mouth suddenly dry as tissue paper, he backed down 2 steps. He forced himself to look. 2 of them. No one else. One good thing about the turret, it was round, mostly open to the sky, nowhere to hide. Doyle kept looking, felt his guts heave. The way they were lying, him on top of her, her legs up, one hooked around his back, it was pretty clear what they'd been doing. Before. Doyle felt short of breath, like someone was choking him. Struggling to regain his air, he finally succeeded. Reached for his phone. Milo calls me in when the murder's interesting. Sometimes, by the time I get involved, the body's gone. If the crime scene photos are thorough, that helps. If not, it can get even more interesting. This scene was a 3-minute drive from my house, and intact. 2 bodies wrapped around each other in a sick parody of passion. Milo stood to the side as a coroner's investigator